USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The CDC on Thursday shortened the recommended isolation time for healthcare workers who test positive for COVID-19 from 10 days to 7 days if they're displaying minor symptoms. The new guidance is for fully vaccinated people who test positive. More good news, the Food and Drug Administration on Thursday authorized an antiviral pill developed by Merck and Ridgeback Biotherapeutics. Dr. Nishawat on Fox News Friday morning.
This is going to help keep patients out of the hospital, reduce your risk of death, hospitalizations. You have to start it, though, within 3 to 5 days, and it really has been shown to be very effective. We've got Paxlovid, we've got Molnupiravir, and hopefully I'll be able to prescribe this to my patients in the next week or so.
COVID-19 has caused dozens of last-minute airline cancellations for the next 24 to 36 hours. To check on your flight anywhere in the world, go to flightaware.com. Merry Christmas from all of us here at USA Radio News.
I'm Dr. Baker, an ER physician. If you're having leg pain, swelling, or redness, but haven't talked to your doctor yet, don't wait. This could be deep vein thrombosis, a blood clot which could travel to your lungs and lead to a pulmonary embolism, which could cause chest pain or discomfort or difficulty breathing and be deadly. Your symptoms can mean something serious, so don't wait. Talk to a doctor right away, by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
Here's some more information on that tragic incident Thursday at a clothing store in North Hollywood, California.
Two people are dead after a shooting at a Burlington coat factory in North Hollywood. Authorities say just before noon, there was a report of assault with a deadly weapon. Witnesses say a suspect was seen swinging a bike chain.
And while they were en route, they also received additional radio calls from multiple people indicating that there was a possible shooting in progress, possible active shooter. A number of those individuals indicated that they were sheltering in place and they were taking cover.
Police say they shot the suspect as he was attacking a second victim. They also shot and killed a 14-year-old girl who was hiding in a dressing room. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Americans are some generous people. 2020 saw a surge in charitable giving, and 2021 could be higher. Overall, Americans donated $471 billion in 2020. That's up 5% from 2019. The current tally ends New Year's Eve. USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number 6. Americans spend over $90 million weekly on bingo. Why? When you can play Bingo Treasure for free. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. All free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry. Free accounts are limited.
As we gather with friends and family this Christmas weekend, Dr. Jeanette Nishawat on Fox News has some sound advice that she's passing along to her patients.
You know, Americans have worked so hard this year with the vaccines and the mandates and the masking and the testing. So we should celebrate the holidays, but we want to do it safely. If you are high risk, if you're not vaccinated, you want to take that extra step, get tested, and wear a mask indoors until you're able to get those test results. Now, if you're vaccinated, if you're with family, you've got your booster, then it's low risk. And, you know, you just shouldn't have to wear your mask indoors if you've done everything that you should do. But if you do have an underlying medical condition, you probably want to take that extra step and protect yourself. I don't think we should change our behavior when it comes to our daily activities at this point. If you're, again, if you're vaccinated, if you have your booster, that you've done everything that you can. Now, if you're in a crowded indoor area, and you, again, you have high-risk underlying medical condition, of course it makes sense to put on your mask until you finish getting what you need to do and then head home, especially because, you know, you could still pick up the virus. You could still pick up Omicron even if you are vaccinated. So it's just to help lower your risk.
A solar storm that erupted on the sun December 20th might cause disruptions this Christmas. NASA has warned of an incoming impact that could cause radio disruptions and GPS issues. The geomagnetic storm is only expected to be minor. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.